are, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else I can get you?
No.
Drew Johnson, a web designer, considers helping others his passion. He says it occurred to him one day that he could make a road trip to help the needy.
And volunteer as you go, really help people, and then use your knowledge and ability with technology to connect people, to motivate them to go out and serve their communities.
Johnson began his journey last October and is documenting his experiences on a blog and on Facebook. He is encouraging people to make volunteering a part of their lives.
I want to invite people along with me, and I think some of the best ways to do it is pictures, you know, video, and writing. But the blog, to me, is kind of that mixture of everything, and it allows people to follow along.
Johnson lives simply and relies on donations. Sometimes people feed him and offer him a place to stay. Otherwise, he sleeps in a tent or in his car.
Here's my home. And this is what I call my bedroom back here.
Johnson tries to set up volunteer work in advance, but sometimes he just arrives in a town and asks where he can serve. When Nashville, Tennessee was devastated by flooding this year, he helped people remove debris from their homes.
I just drove up to a place and said, how can I help you? And I just go in and I'd tear out the drywall, take the furniture out, and then you'd go to the next house and keep doing that.
Today he is delivering free meals to the elderly in Maryland through a program called Meals on Wheels.
How long you been here, did you say, in Maryland?
Since 70 years.
70 years.
Johnson has also lent a hand to refugees, including people from Burundi in East Africa.
Did some language training, helping them with counting and just basic skills to get them into a job.
Peggy Toole of Meals on Wheels says Johnson was a wonderful surprise.
I wish there were more people like him putting a spotlight on how important it is to volunteer, to just help one another, try to put yourself in somebody else's position.
Johnson does the dirty jobs some volunteers don't want to do, like cleaning up after horses. Here in Pennsylvania, these horses were rescued from certain slaughter. The covering on their heads protects them from flies.
I like your shades.
Johnson believes kindness begets kindness. The owner of this auto shop in Maryland fixes Johnson's car brakes after hearing he volunteered for Meals on Wheels.
I think it's great. I think it's cool. And we're going to help him out.
Johnson hopes others will help in any way they can.
You can use your talents, your abilities in so many different areas out there to actually help people to make this world a better place.
Johnson continues his travels through October, but he says his journey to help others will never end. Deborah Block, VOA News, Cockeysville, Maryland.
All right, I'm burning. Go 3/10 of a mile, so 6.